Before we have the people who are with us as our guests to do the presentation and Jason to share in the homily, I would like to reflect back to you, as I mentioned, what the eighth graders from this particular Faith Formation class shared with me. They circled the line, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And they said, "Jesus tends to help the sinner." And then later on, they said, encircled, "His father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him." And they said they liked the fact that the father showed compassion, that anyone can be forgiven if they are loved. And then later on, they circled, "Because the son of mine was dead and has come back to life again, he was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. It said the son had lost his way, and yet the father forgave him for losing his way. That this young son became a new person, and they had to celebrate. And then the next question after this, I said, "So what was Jesus saying to you?" And they said this: "We realize our wrongs. We forgive others. You may need forgiveness. Give forgiveness to the people around us." Jim, rest of you, please come forward.
Those are good thoughts. Those are excellent thoughts. I'm Jim Borgschatz, president of Green Ribbon Initiatives of EGAN, and we as an organization look to find partnerships in the community, significant partnerships that assist in making the community a better place and enabling people to work together in creating that relationship. We've been doing this since 2013. When organizations partner with one another, more can happen than if they do it by themselves. Joint efforts promote community between organizations and community in the larger community. Our Green Ribbon Board members, seven of which are here today, are Don Haft, why don't you stand, Don, as I read your name, and Jamie Hopkins, Mark Streed, Diane Miller, Dave Unmacht, Jean Van Overbeck, and two could not be with us this morning are Brenda Johnson and Tom Hedges. Today we are very pleased to make a presentation to the Pop-Up Produce Partnership shared by four organizations. Dave, you want to come forward? You want to be seated.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you to the church and the congregation here at St. Thomas Becket for allowing us to be here. It's a privilege. I'm going to recognize each one of the four different organizations and have representatives of them come down into the well here as I do that. So first, Pete Malinger from the church. Pete, come on down. The social justice community at St. Thomas Becket desires to address the hunger problem within the community and is excited to multiply its efforts through the synergy of effective partnerships. The community is enthusiastic about continuous this work. Thank you so much, Pete, for being here and for representing the church. The second of the four partnerships is Paula Hozak from Pinewood. Paula, all my kids went to Pinewood Elementary School, so I have a special heart for the Pinewood Elementary School. Schools are intimately aware of the impact of hunger on the ability of children to engage in school and to learn and advance with their peers. Through the efforts of Pinewood Elementary School staff and with the trust they had developed, effective communication with Emerald Hills and Pinewood families was possible. The program was able to start fast and expand quickly in meeting needs. Congratulations to the Pinewood Elementary School. Nate Danielson from the Y. Nate, come on up. Given its location, the EGAN YMCA was a valued partner in providing outdoor and indoor space as needed for this program. Not only was location important, but according to Nate, the partnership hit on all three of the YMCA's mission's areas of focus: youth development, nurturing the potential of every child and teen, healthy living, improving the nation's health and well-being, and finally, social responsibility, giving back and providing support to our neighbors. Thank you, Nate, and congratulations to the YMCA. And finally, Jason. Jason Vienna is the director of the Open Door Food Pantry. As he's explained, the Open Door has been able to provide so much more necessary food to children and families with active partnerships and with other organizations. We thank you so much for your leadership and for all the Open Door does for the families and children in our community. Thank you very much. So my last task is just to briefly read what the certificate says, and each one is unique to each one of the different organizations. A certificate of recognition and gratitude to the Open Door Food Pantry, Pinewood Elementary School, St. Thomas Becket Catholic Church, and the YMCA of Eagan for an outstanding example of community engagement for education and nutrition partnership 2019, awarded by the Green Ribbon Initiatives of Eagan. One more time, a round of applause for the four organizations.
Jason, if you'd step over. On behalf of the Board of the Green Ribbon Initiatives, it's my pleasure to present to Jason a $1,000 check to support this program, Pop-Up Produce Program. We thank all of these partners and all of the individuals who support this partnership and these partners in working to make Eagan a better community. Thank you.
Photo op. You want a selfie? Thank you. Pete, before you leave, I just wanted to take a minute. Go ahead, Jason. I would just like to say that this is for all of you. This is for the community of St. Thomas Becket. Pete's accepting us on behalf of all of us. This fits so well with what it is that is our Lenten focus: awaken to the everyday wonders of God. You've created everyday wonders of God in the lives of the people who have been ministered to by the Open Door. And also, every first weekend of the month, we do our collection of food and monetary. As you know, Lent has three kind of pillars to it, and one is almsgiving. And that we have been doing not just during Lent, but we do that all through the year. So I would like to ask you to applaud yourself for this recognition. For those of you who need to leave to another worship, please. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Wow. Good morning. I'm Jason. I think you heard who I am. I'm very grateful to be here this morning. I'm so excited about this partnership. I just want to take a moment to point out, I mean, partnerships happen in lots of ways, and it's nice to have people work together. But I want to echo what Father Tim said, that this parish does need to pat itself on the back, because it wasn't just that the Open Door went and said, hey, we need some help over here, and people showed up. Honestly, the Open Door didn't even know about the need in this specific neighborhood. This whole idea, this whole pop-up produce stand, which, you know, we didn't talk about the impact of it, but to give you a sense, we started this last year, and we gave out over 4 tons of farm fresh produce to a community right up the road in need. And we found that community through little moments, a conversation with Father Tim, which led to Pete taking a question to the Social Justice and Outreach Committee, which led to Paula saying, I know of a group that needs help, which led to us saying, who has a relationship with that community? Because we've learned at the Open Door. I mean, the Open Door, we turned 10 this year, and we've grown tremendously. We've become the largest food shelf in Dakota County. But one of the key things we've learned as we've tried to make fresh and healthy food available is you can't just run into a neighborhood and start handing out food. If people don't know you, if you don't have that relationship, it can't be transactional. And so Pinewood had a group of a couple hundred kids that run free introduced lunch in the Emerald Hills community. And the Egan YMCA, they got a great relationship with that community. They scholarship swim lessons. They do all this tremendous work. And when I went to Nate and said, hey, we want to hand out fresh and healthy food, he's like, yep, I'm on it. But that all started because as a parish, when the Open Door, when I sat down with Father Tim, I just came to say, hey, y'all have been so generous to the Open Door. You have been so helpful. How can we be a better partner? You know what Father Tim said in essence? Give us more to do. Why can't everyone say that when I come and say, what can... He said, give us more. This parish is a tremendous example of listening to your community, seeking a need, and finding a way to meet it. You know, this partnership so parallels the story of the Open Door. I mean, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Open Door or how long. We turned 10 years old this year. We started as a closet in a church in Egan, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, who recognized that there was no food support. In Emerald Hills, there was no food support. And when people learned that we now feed 6,000 people a month, they're like, wow, that's amazing. And it is amazing, but it's not the whole story. We've grown out of nothing in 10 years, but we didn't kick out another food shelf. It wasn't like we took someone's corner. There was no one else handing out fresh and healthy food. In Emerald Hills, we didn't go out food shelf someone else to make food available to these families that needed it. There was no one there doing it. And as much as I love the award and I love the recognition, because this is a beautiful partnership which has resulted not only in the pop-up produce stand, we've built a relationship with the community. We started doing summer meals for the kids through our mobile lunchbox program. This year, we're building our 9th community garden directly in the Emerald Hills community to make more fresh and healthy food available. That's wonderful. But just like 10 years ago when this whole thing started, not everyone realizes that it's needed. And so if you leave here today just feeling, oh man, the Open Door and St. Thomas Becket, we're doing great work, you're only getting half the story, because we are. St. Thomas Becket, the Open Door, and all the supporters are a tremendous conduit for God's love directly to people in the community that need it. But the challenge is, we're not even close to meeting the need. Not everyone realizes that more than, or nearly 40,000 people live in Dakota County below the poverty line. How many of you realize that for the first time in the history of our country, more people live in poverty in the suburbs than they do in the inner city? Do you know that if you live in our community and you make minimum wage, you need to work 75 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment, if you can find one? And did you know that of the expected job growth in Dakota County in the next 7 to 10 years, only one of the top 5 jobs pay enough to live here? So while we are doing tremendous work and we are finding pockets of the community that need God's love, they need food, they need support, our job is not done. St. Thomas Becket has been a part of the Open Door as long as you can be for someone that wasn't a founding church. And so I know that every month when the food drive comes and you bring the food and you give your alms, it's easy to kind of get lost in that. It becomes rote. But what I hope you hear today is that every time you bring a jar of peanut butter, or every time you put a dollar in that basket, there is a real person on the other end of that, and it makes a tremendous impact. You know, the Open Door made our name early on by this simple concept that, one, the dignity of our clients should be first, and two, everyone deserved access to good food, not just food. I mean, how many of you in here have ever tried to change your diet? I'm betting it wasn't to eat worse food. We do better when we eat better. But we learned really quickly that it doesn't do any good to have all that wonderful, healthy food if you can't get to it. And that's where the whole idea of mobile food shelf came from, which led to what we've done in Emerald Hills. But I'll just give you an instance, an example of a pocket that we've found. You know, a lot of our mobile sites, we started with four, and now we've got over 20 places we take food in the community. We started at a senior living facility in Apple Valley recently. This woman took me aside the first day we were there, and she said, "Young man," which I like because I don't get that much anymore. She said, "I've been coming to the Open Door for a couple of years, ever since I found you. And it's been very stressful, thinking I'm going to have to go fire somebody." She said, "I'm one of the only people in this building that has a car." She said, "Every month I have my appointment at the Open Door, and I have to pick which of my friends gets to go." She said, "Do you know how hard it is to pick which of your friends gets to eat?" She said, "But now you're here, and everyone in our building gets to eat. It's the best day we've had in a long time." That's what's on the other end. That's who's on the other end of this partnership. So when you leave here today, be thankful for the work that has been done, but ask yourself, what role is it that collectively, with the spiritual and intellectual capital in this parish, what can we do to make this community better for everyone? I thank you so much for being such a wonderful representation of God's love to those that we serve. I thank you for all that you have helped the Open Door to become and the work that you will help us to do. St. Thomas Becket is absolutely vital to our work, and without you, we couldn't do it. And before I leave, I just want to give a couple of special shout-outs. Pete and Lynn, you've been at the Open Door, I think, probably since we started. Pete was on our original board of directors. High fives and hugs. They have helped in more ways than I can even. I mean, Pete was the whole thing that led to this partnership starting. Sylvia Cook, not here tonight. Hugs and high fives to her. Margot, so many folks have been so vital, and the whole Social Justice and Outreach Commission for being the seeking body in this church. We're so grateful for you and so grateful for what you help us do. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Thank you for sharing the award, Father Tim, and for yielding. Have a wonderful Sunday, and thanks for having me.
Take your time.